Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Yom Gezer Shom Re'emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment on Hilchos Mezuzah. So we've spoken about types of doorways, but what's the basic construct of a doorway that's obligated in mezuzah? So the basic halacha is a mezuzah, in order to be obligated in mezuzah, there needs to be a doorway with two mezuzos, two posts, and a mashkov, and a lintel. Of course, you know, when you think of any kind of door, that's what you have. You have a lintel and two posts. Okay. Now, that could be very conventional doorways, but as I'm sure one realizes by looking around observant homes, there are many openings that one might not think of as conventional doorways that you'll see mezuzos by. So what's that all about? So here's the story. So first of all, how do you define a mashkov? Does a lintel specifically have to be with like a frame around it, and or is a mashkov defined as any drop in the ceiling above the doorway? If indeed there's a drop in the ceiling above the doorway, that's a mashkov. By the way, I just used probably an inappropriate term. Doorway implies that there has to be a door in order to have a mezuzah. Probably the better term for this discussion is opening or entrance. So there's a path in the house, and all of a sudden at a certain juncture, there's a drop down in the ceiling, and there are two posts. Now, what do you define as a post? So the more obvious definition of a post is, you know, something with a frame clearly around it, but not necessarily so. Truth be told, in practical halacha, if a wall ends, or you have a corner of the wall of a room, and the corner coincides with this opening, coincides with this mash, with this mashkov, with this drop down of the ceiling, then actually that would also be considered a post for these purposes. So you see that it's not solely defined by frames and doors and things of that sort. There could be a lot of things around a house. Traditionally, we do not say that it matters if the real estate agent looked at it as one room or two rooms and things of that sort. The bottom line is if you have an area in the house with a drop down and two posts, and again, posts could be corners of walls, that's called an area that's obligated in a mezuzah. Now, another question that commonly comes up is, let's say there's not two posts. Let's say there's only one post, but the post is on the side that you would logically be putting the mezuzah. So the standard practice is to put up a mezuzah there just without a bracha. So there are really a lot of circumstances that this discussion would very much apply to. Also, in terms of placement of the mezuzah, I think we mentioned earlier in the series that within the first tefach, upon entrance of the doorway, that's where the mezuzah should be placed. What about height? So there's an idea of putting it in the top third of the height of the doorway. Now, the big question is, when you say top third, does that mean the bottom of the top third? Or does that mean somewhere within the top third? In other words, is the top third that it may not be lower than the top third, but it can be anywhere within that top third? Or are you specifically supposed to do it at the bottom of the top third? When you think about it, the bottom of the top third of a doorway is actually lower than most of our mezuzos. Most of our mezuzos, we have the practice of positioning the mezuzah opposite average shoulder height of your average person, which is within the top third, but not at the bottom of the top third. There are people and opinions that are very particular about doing it at the bottom of the top third, but I believe the more common practice is to position the mezuzah parallel to shoulder height of the average person. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.